KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair, breezy, and 39 with a wind chill of 30. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Thursday, February 1st. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the Glenhaven Retirement Village, and the First National Bank and Trust. Sunny, breezy, and cool today. High only in the low 50s with gusty northerly winds to about 30. And again, that governor's ordered burn ban remains in effect until February the 16th. A due process hearing for a suspended Chickasha school employee to continue this afternoon. Story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
A special meeting of the Chickasha School Board to continue later today. The school board to consider if the district's director of special education should be fired. Pam Huggins placed on leave in December over allegations of failure to report child abuse. Earlier this week, Huggins testified she was never told of allegations of abuse of a special needs high school student by a teacher. Former interim superintendent Cindy Schmidt and high school principal Michelle Ponticos both said Huggins had knowledge of some issues between the student and the teacher. Several individuals expected to testify on Huggins' behalf today. Among them, Bill Wallace principal Tressa Meeks and retired educator Robin Morse. The hearing to resume at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Chickasha Middle School Auditorium. We will video stream the hearing on our website. Go to cool1055fm.com. Find the sports tab, then scroll down to Chickasha Sports, and then click the Chickasha School logo. Four people injured in a crash at a Chickasha railroad crossing. Three people taken to an Oklahoma City hospital. One of them flown by an air ambulance. A child also taken to the hospital. The accident happened just after 2 o'clock yesterday on U.S. Highway 81, just north of Highway 62, where a pickup and a van collided on the rail crossing. No details of the crash have been released. It remains under investigation by the Chickasha Police Department. The names of the injured have not been released. Their conditions unknown. We have video of the crash on our Facebook page. In Minco, school district voters to decide if a new middle school and other school improvements should be made. Two bond issues totaling about $15 million will be on a Minco ballot in March. Superintendent Kevin Sims said that in addition to a new middle school, the district would also build a new cafeteria that will double as a safe room. Also, if the plans are approved, the current middle school would be used as the new elementary school, and the elementary school would have a single drop-off and pickup point to improve campus security. Proceeds would also be used to buy Chromebooks for all students in grades 4 through 12, as well as 3 years' worth of textbooks. The district would also buy 5 new buses, a 15-passenger van, and some other vehicles. A town hall meeting on the plans will be held Sunday, February 18th, and the special bond election is March the 6th. More cool news coming right up.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glenhaven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
There's a new face at the Grady County OSU Extension Office. Cheyenne Burns is the new agriculture educator for the center. Burns joined the Extension Office last week, and she fills a spot that became available when David Nallon returned to full-time duty in Caddo County. Nallon was splitting time between the Anadarko and Chickasha Extension Offices. Burns grew up in Medill on her family's commercial cow-calf operation. She was active in 4-H and FFA, and she credits her interest to pursue an agriculture career not only to her family, but her ag educator in Medill, David Sorrell.
Definitely through him, found a passion for not just for agriculture, but for sharing my love for agriculture with other people. And I think that this position's a great way to do that with both adults and young kids.
Burns earned her bachelor's degree in animal science at Oklahoma State. She's finishing up her master's degree from New Mexico State University, and she's worked for the USDA Agriculture Research Stations in both Stillwater and in Montana. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $64.73 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was up a tad to $69.05. Natural gas slips below $3 to $2.99 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,341, and silver, $17.20. Obituaries today include 82-year-old Arthur Monsabias, Sr. of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Sevier Funeral Home. And graveside service for a 66-year-old Robin Griffin of Blanchard will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Blanchard Cemetery. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. Our weather forecast, sunny, breezy, and cool temps today. We'll have a high in the low 50s. We'll have northerly winds gusting to 30 at times. Right now it's 39. We have northerly winds about 15, and our wind chill is 30. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. And again, all of western Oklahoma remaining under a burn ban until February 16th. Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank. One local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company. 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
In sports, Chickasha's 7th, 8th, and 9th grade basketball teams all playing Bethany today. All the girls' games at Myers Fieldhouse starting at 5 o'clock with the 7th grade game. All the boys' teams will be playing at Bethany. USAO basketball teams at home tonight with Oklahoma City University. The Lady Drovers having one of their best seasons in recent years. They are 18-3, ranked just out of the NAIA top 25. They're in second place in the Sooner Athletic Conference behind league leader Oklahoma City University. Coach Derek Matthews says they've got a good balance and are committed to making improvements in practice.
We have some bigs inside that's able to score. Our guards outside are playing really well and able to knock down a three ball. But more importantly, we just have a group of individuals who just understand everything that they need to do in order to not only win, but like the preparation that goes into that as well.
USAO and Oklahoma City University played a pretty even game in Oklahoma City back in December. The Stars scored a 7-point win. A win for the Drovers tonight would put them in a first-place tie in the conference standings with OCU. The USAO men's basketball team putting their number 7 ranking on the line for the first time tonight when they also play Oklahoma City University. OCU ranked number 15 this week. USAO in first place in the conference for the men, OCU in second place. Games at 6 and 8 tonight at Briscoe McPherson Court inside the USAO Fieldhouse. The OU women's basketball team get an important Big 12 win over Kansas State yesterday. The Sooners won 68-49 in Norman behind 26 points and 13 rebounds from Viennese Pierre Louis. OU now 11-11 overall, 6-5 in the Big 12. And the number 23-ranked Oklahoma State Cowgirls played number 3 Baylor close for 3.5 quarters, but fall at Waco last night, 77-64. OSU falls to 15-6 overall, 6-4 in the Big 12. Baylor improves to 20-1, and they remain unbeaten in league play. And the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Mile High City tonight, they'll play a late game at Denver, 9 o'clock tip. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.